Good evening, Family Worship Center! Woo! Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord? Welcome, everyone, tonight to the Family Worship Center, where you are blessed and highly favored. So tonight, we'll be helping Children's Church here in a bit. I believe Liza got it. Lada got it. Children's Church. Oh, there we go. So Children's Church will be out there after Pastor Chris releases you. Let us bow our head in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much. We thank you, Lord, for who you are. We thank you, Father, for breaking down the strongholds, Father. Father, we just turn this service over to you. Let the Holy Spirit just touch this entire place. Father, we just prepare ye the way. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. So, Father, we turn this over to you. Father, we just ask this day just to touch the heavens with the praises that are totally worthy of you and due to you. We pray this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Oh, Praise God. I was thinking this week, with the amount of people that we have coming, with the things that are with COVID, and we're still blessed with the number that we're coming, and the people that we have on Facebook, I can't wait till this thing is over with, because I believe this church is going to be filled, and the praise is going to be louder than it is in this place. Oh, God's doing a great work.
Fighting the battles, every knee will bow before. fight for me.
Louder.
Have you come to fight for me?
Sing a little louder.
get louder with this. I raise a hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I raise a hallelujah. I raise a
Lord, I pray tonight to God, Lord, that be an awareness and awakening. Lord, that we focus upon you and the greatness of who you are and your splendor and your majesty and your goodness and your mercy. Lord, that you desire to pour upon us. So we welcome you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you in this place tonight. Come on, say that with me, Lord. We welcome you in this place tonight.
We welcome you in this place tonight. Have your way, we welcome you in this place tonight. Come on, have your way. Oh, we welcome you in this place. Lord, I give you my attention, Lord. I focus on you, Lord. Father God, I thank you, God. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. As we exalt your name, as we exalt your name, God. As we exalt your name, the greatness of who you are. Let fear be gone in Jesus' name. Let doubt leave. Hallelujah. Let sickness run. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Who can defeat our God? Hallelujah. Who is greater than our God? Hallelujah. Not no one. Hallelujah. He's the King of Kings and He's the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. There's no one like Him. He has no equal. Hallelujah. He has no equal. Hallelujah. There's none greater. There's none greater. I want you to shout that. There's none greater. I want you to declare tonight. There's none greater than my God. There's none greater than my God. Oh, there's none greater. There's none greater than our God. There's none like Him. None can stand beside Him. He sits upon the throne. He's alone upon the throne. High and mighty. Hallelujah. He will not surrender His throne. He will not back down. Hallelujah. He has won the victory for you. Hallelujah. He has clothed you in a robe of righteousness. He has washed you with His blood. He has washed you with His blood. You're surrounded. You are covered with His love and His mercy and His grace and His goodness. So sing hallelujah to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In Jesus' name. Come on, somebody shout. God bless you. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Thank you for joining us, Facebook. Hallelujah. Come on, let us know you're out there. Shoot out a hallelujah with the hearts and with your clapping and just let us know you're there with us. Amen. You can be part of this. You're part of this. I just pray right now that your homes be touched. I pray protection upon your families. I just declare the blood of Jesus upon your homes, upon your lives. Hallelujah. Upon every area that God protects you, that God gives you strength. I just pray right now, renewing your spirit and your strength right now. That God strengthens you, hallelujah, and reminds you of who you are, how mighty you are in His sight, not in your strength, hallelujah. It's not about your weaknesses, but it's about His strength. It's not about your inabilities, but it's about His ability, hallelujah. And He's more than able. He's a faithful Father. He's faithful. And I just want you to know that He loves you. He loves you. God bless you. Oh, I'm glad you're here tonight. Are you glad I'm here tonight? That kid's got the Holy Spirit running going on a minute. Come on, amen. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we're entering into the month of December. And God spoke to my heart in September, in October, that we declare the month of November the month of Thanksgiving in this house. I want you to hear this. I believe that it's so important that, listen, when God puts a word to the body, that we begin to arise in the word. Amen. We begin to step into the word. Don't take it lightly as God gives you a word, as God begins to cause us to grow. Because what happens is we begin to exercise. Say exercise. The Word of God, and as we behold the Word of God that's spoken, as we declare it, hallelujah, God will give you the strength. So we begin to be thankful in this month. We begin to be thankful and begin to celebrate His goodness. and remind ourselves of how good He is. About how great He is. And as we enter into December, I felt that God was saying, as we thank, as we open up with Thanksgiving, this ending this year, that I felt God begin to declare, behold, the Savior. Say, behold. I want you to hear this. These aren't just words. I hear God declaring to behold. As much as we look around us, so much stuff is all around us. Come on. All around us. God's declaring to us that we behold Him. Can you say behold? To behold all that He is. Behold me. Behold who I am. Behold me as your King. Behold me as your Savior. Behold me as the righteous one. Hallelujah. The one that doesn't fail you. The one that doesn't lie. The one that's faithful. Behold me. And these are some of the scriptures that God spoke to my heart. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise team. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is Psalms 33. I really want to share these scriptures to you. And this is just, God just opened this up to me. And it's funny because it just, sometimes God will drop one scripture into me or one thing into my heart. And then by the end of the week, He puts it together for me to bring it forth to you, man. It's really, I mean, just piece by piece. And sometimes I don't get it all until the end. And then all of a sudden, whoosh, there it is right there.
Say, there it is.
Say, whoop, there it is. Come on, whoop, there it is. Come on, we're a church for thankfulness. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, Psalms 33. Hallelujah. Psalms 33, 18 through 22. He says, behold, say behold.
Behold.
The eye of the Lord is upon them that fear Him, upon them that hope in His mercy, to deliver their soul from death, and to keep them alive in famine. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear Him, that trust in Him. Say trust. I want you to know that, listen, the biggest thing, the understanding that we begin to get something was when things go wrong, you realize where your trust is. Sometimes situations, when we go through things in our lives, we become more aware of where our trust lies in the midst of those and what we are trusting in. And He says, to deliver your soul from death and to keep you alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. I want you to get this and understand something, that the ways of the world, hallelujah, don't get it and don't grab hold of it. They're longing for something more. The world is looking for something more. They're always searching for it. They're always having need for it. They're always in a place of wantingness. I want you to hear this. They're always left in a place of wanting something more. Amen. That is the way of the world. That is the system of the world. But I want you to know that God wants you to trust in Him, that He can fill the needs of your heart, that He can fill your heart, that He can bring you to a place of His mercy, that He can release it upon you, upon your life, upon your mind, upon your thinking, that you would come to a place of rest. He says, all them that are weary, come unto me and I will give you rest. That's God's words, not my words. Hallelujah. So God is declaring to us, to come unto Him, and He will give you rest. Because why? Our minds are weary, hallelujah. Our minds are the ways of the world, hallelujah, will leave you empty and broken. But God says, come unto Me, I will give you rest. I will give you strength that you long for. Even in the midst of a famine season, I will fulfill your needs, hallelujah. And He says, keep. He says, and our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. He is my shield. You're my shield and my buckler. He says, for our heart shall rejoice in Him, because we have trusted in His holy name. I will rejoice. Why? Because I trust in the Lord. Sometimes we find ourselves not rejoicing. We have to stop and regulate our thinking and say, where is my faith at? Because God calls me to rejoice, amen? Not because of the way I feel or because of what's around me. No, because of who He is. Because of who He is. Not because of what's taking place or what's happening around me, but because of who He is. That we trust in the Lord. Not because of what I see, but because of who He is. Let the mercy of the Lord be upon us according to as we hope. Say hope. As we hope in the Lord. I want you to hear this and know that the enemy wants to do everything he can with all of his power to get you not to trust in the Lord and to cause you not to have hope. I said this last night, that the enemy with Christians, he can't get us to, we will not deny God as being God. But the enemy will try to get you to a place where that something will come around you, say, get around me, that'll cause you to make you feel like there's no hope. That thing that will come your way that'll catch you and make you think there's no hope because of the situation or because of what is around you or what you might see, that the enemy will try to get you. But I'm here to tell you that God is faithful. He's still King of Kings and Lord of Lords. 2 Corinthians, I'm trying to lay these scriptures out. Listen, I'm telling you, this was the hardest thing that I had to do, is to narrow down the scriptures that I looked up for behold. If you just want to do a word search, I didn't look about how many words, but it's got to be one of the most amount of words ever in the Bible. Say behold. You will behold something, but it's got to be the right thing. Come on, amen. He says, for he hath... I have heard thee in a time accepted. And in the day of salvation, say in the day of salvation, I have secured, that means to run unto. In the day of salvation, I have run unto you. That word succored, say succored. I have run unto you. So behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. I want you to hear this really quick. God says, the salvation, say salvation, whatever that might be. I want you to hear this. It's a blanket on all things. Salvation for all things. Everything that we go through in life, hallelujah, He secured it at the cross. No matter what it is, He has done it for us at the cross. He said He ran to us. In the place of our poverty, our weakness, our failure, and our sickness, He ran to us. And He says, He provided for us. And now He says, behold your salvation. God has placed it. He has already succored, secured me in His salvation. He's saying it's available. Tell someone it's available. It's not coming. It's here. Today. Behold your salvation. I want you to hear this. We're not waiting for something. He's already done it, secured us at the cross. He's fulfilled everything that I need. Hallelujah. So I got to do one thing. I need to behold Him. Isaiah 65. I'm just giving you these scriptures. 65 verse 1. He says, I am sought of them that ask not for me. I am found of them that sought me not.
He says, and I said, behold me, behold me. He's declaring that you didn't seek me. He says that even those that haven't sought me, that aren't looking for me, that aren't praising my name. He says, I have sought you. I have secured you. I have placed before you all that you need in who I am. In all that I am. Behold me. Behold me. Two times he declares it. He's saying, behold me. Those that haven't sought me, those that are seeking me, that you're not even looking for me, but I looked for you. I sought you. He says, and I'm asking, behold me. Amen? All right, let's get into the message. Luke 1. You all know this story. We celebrate in this month the birth of Christ. He says, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God. Say, sent from God. With a word. With a word. Say a word. He says, into a place called Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin name was Mary. And the angel came unto her and said, hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with you. Blessed art thou among women. I want you to hear this, that God's favor was upon her, the blessing of God. She didn't receive it. She didn't take hold of this in her life yet. But he said, the favor is upon you. Say, the favor is upon me. The blessing of God is upon me because God said so. I want you to get this. Hallelujah. Nothing took place, but she believed. The favor of God wasn't upon her just because she had Christ in her. I want you to get this. I want you to catch this. Ultimately, it was. But it was by faith in her believing before it even took place. God says, you're highly favored and you're blessed. And Mary believed the word that came from God. Say, Rhema word. It was a word sent by God that she heard the word in her ear and she believed. She trusted in the word. Say, trust in the word. Listen, I'm telling you this. Everything for her not to believe was available. She was too young. She's not married. It wouldn't look right. Come on. Everything was working against her for her not to have the faith to believe. But she believed the word that came from God, that was delivered, that was given to her. So by faith, she received that word and she took hold of it in her life. Listen. He says, an angel came unto her and said, hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with you. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was trembled and saying, cast in her mind, what manner of salutation is this? And the angel said, say the angel. He said, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Either at that moment, there's a decision, a choice. Say choice. There's moments in our lives that come as a fork in our lives. Moments in our lives where that we have a decision to make whether or not we're going to conceive it or reject it. There's things in our life, whether or not we're going to trust God, because things come upon you that'll make you think, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know. It's bigger than me. What will people think about this? So there's moments in decisions in your life. What will I do with it? He said, either you're fearful and run, or you find favor in God's eyes. Favor or fear? Tell someone you got favor with God. No. You have favor. And I'm going to tell you, here's why. Are you guys hearing this? Get this in your spirit. You have favor before you were looking for it. Before you found it, favor was upon your life. Because the word of God says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him will have life. For God so loved the world, those are looking and those that aren't looking, the favor of God is available. Not when you get something right. No, no, no. He's already done it. It's when you get your focus and behold what he did for you to get you right. It's when you behold and realize that he's Lord and King above your sin and your failure. As we behold him. Come on. Am I making sense tonight? Thank you. Thank you. Come on, I want you to catch this. Did I flip the page? I flipped the page. Ask the pastor why you wore a sweatshirt. Why did I know better than this. She told me, short sleeve, don't wear that. I said, I'm fine. Trust in your wife. Lean not on your understanding. And the Lord, the angel said unto her, fear not. Here's your choice. Fear not. Fear not. Fear not. He says, and Mary, for thou hast found favor with God, because God has found favor with you. And he says, and behold, thou shalt conceive in the womb. Here's the word. You shall conceive in your womb. He says, and you shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He says, and he shall be great. He shall be called the Son of the Most High. This really gets deep. He shall be called the Lord God. Now remember, I want you to hear this. Everything within her mind is telling her she has a choice. Just like every one of you, you face decisions in your life, things that come up against you that look bigger, mightier, but God says, hallelujah, that you shall be blessed. You are blessed, hallelujah. You have what he says he has. And there's that moment in your life where you decide. Every single day, we talked about this last night, is a choice. Is whether or not I give my life and my heart to God as a place of surrender. Here I am, God. And he says, and Mary said, behold, thou shalt conceive and in thy womb bring forth a son. He says, and he shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God shall give unto you him the throne of David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom shall be of no end. And then Mary said unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? He says, and the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the power, say the power of the Most High shall overshadow you. Say overshadow. He says, therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God. Wow. And behold, Elizabeth conceived the same time. And then she said this, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Say with God. Nothing. Say nothing shall be impossible. With God. Beholding God, nothing shall be impossible. Listen, Mary, I know this seems hard, but that thing, say that thing, that's impossible is not impossible with God. With God. Beholding God. And it begins with a word. It begins with a choice, whether or not I choose to believe that word. He says, and he says, and Mary said, behold, thy handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. According to your word. This is the powerful thing that she received it. She took hold of it in her heart. This is what God desires us to do. That becomes part of us. That we receive it into our heart. Even before you see it, God wants you to believe it in your heart. And I'm telling you this, I want you to know this, listen to me. The victory that we get in here is the victory we get out there. You will never gain victory on the outside until you give God the victory inside. There's a lot of battles that are on the outside. But God says He wants to calm the storm on the inside. Because when the calm, the storm on the inside, hallelujah, the things on the outside will be calm. See, Jesus walked upon the water because He was calm. The storm was calm on the inside. There was no battle. There was no warring going on within Him. He was at peace, even in the midst of the storm. So what was in Him caused what was on the outside, hallelujah, to surrender what was on the inside. See, so Mary, she conceived the child of the Most High God by believing. She took it upon herself to receive it into her heart. And she believed it. Let it be. Let it be so. Amen? Luke 2:8. I'm just bringing these into you, all right? Just a couple ones the way God showed me. This is in there. Was in the same countryside, shepherds abiding in the field. Say, abiding in the field. Watching over their flock by night. Abiding. Abiding. How many guys feel like sometimes you've been abiding in a night season? I'm here to tell you, and I want you to understand, that in the midst of a night, as you are abiding, stand in your place. Not wavering. Even though it might be a night season, but you're abiding. Come on, amen. You're abiding. I'm here to tell you, listen to me. God will send a word. As you abide, hallelujah, in your place. Not stepping out of your place, hallelujah, of knowing who you are. You're blessed and highly favored. That's what you declare to me, God. That's who I am. God's going to send a word. God's declaring a word in your life. For every moment that you stand in that place, don't step out of it, hallelujah. Don't get out of that place of abiding and waiting upon God, tending the sheep, hallelujah, doing what God has called you to do. Stay in your place. Tell us, stay in your place. And I'm here to tell you, I'm not just talking about the duties of the church, but I'm talking about you exalting God. I'm talking about you beholding Him. Amen. Not wavering. Come on. Lift up your hand. Yada. Yada, hallelujah. Lifting up your hands, not with wavering, not with doubt, not with fear, but standing in a place, hallelujah, settled within who you are in Him, worshiping God, blessing God, standing in that place, not wavering, but abiding in that place. Even in the night season. That you won't be moved from your position. Lift up your hands and bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands and bless the Lord. Hallelujah, because He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. I don't care if it's dark. I don't care what it might look like. Lift up your hands and bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Because God's word, hallelujah, His word, as you begin to activate your worship, God begins to activate His word. As you begin to activate your worship, God will activate His word. See, I want you to hear this. Mary worship, let it be, hallelujah, unto me. Like what you said. I'll stand on it. I agree. Hallelujah. What you said. Let it be done. It activated that word within her life. Come on. Amen. It activated it. Listen, in the abiding in the field. At watch. Watch. Watching. Watching. Watching over. Watching over the word. Beholding the word. Not anything else. Come on, amen. Say, watch over it. Watch over it. Care for it. I want you to hear this. Say, keep the word. It says there was a seed that was planted on good ground. Amen. Was that Mark 4? Where's that? Go ahead. Mark 4:8. Is that what it was? I thought so. Yay. Oh, yeah. And the other fell on, say, good ground. I want you to hear this. That word that came from heaven fell on good ground on Mary's heart. That word that came from heaven fell on good ground in the hearts of these shepherds. He says, and did yield fruit that sprung up and increased and brought forth some 30 and some 60 and some 100. It fell on good ground. Good ground. It kept the word. Say, keep the word. Till it comes forth with patience. Say until. So they were abiding in that place. It says, and the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. Here's a choice. Come on, I want you to hear this. And the angel said to them, like Mary, fear not. Behold. Say, behold. Come on, I want you to get this. Fear not. Right here, we get a choice. Whether or not we're going to fear, or whether or not we're going to behold Him. Say, fear, or behold Him. I want you to get this. Fear is something that every one of us experience. Every one of us. Every one of us. I'm not saying those thoughts don't come. They come to every single one of us. Fear will come. But what I do with it is what matters. The Bible says every thought that exalts itself. And what happens is, as I exalt it, as I exalt that fear, we talked about it last night, I exaggerate it. Say, you make it bigger. And the only thing we should be exalting is Jesus. Because you can never over-exaggerate God. So he says, and the angel said unto him, fear not, and behold, behold, I bring you good news and great joy. This is what I bring. Good news and joy. He says, which shall be to all people, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. He says, and this shall be a sign. Say, a sign. Unto you, and you shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in the manger. He says, and suddenly there was with angels a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God. Hallelujah. Praising God. And he says, and the glory of God in the highest, and peace on earth, goodwill towards men. He says, and it came to pass. I want you to hear this and know this is the intention of God. Peace, joy, good news. He's coming delivering a message so that nobody misunderstands his intentions. This is the intentions of heaven. Peace on earth, goodwill towards man. Hallelujah. He brings forth good tidings, good news. He's bringing forth hope. Say good news. He says, and it shall be, he says, and it came to pass. Woo! And it came to pass. And the angels were gone away from into heaven. This is the decision moment that word came forth. And this was the moment whether or not they were going to receive it and believe it or just stay abiding in that place. It's time to move. It's time to move. Come on. It's time to be activated. And here's what they declared. He says, and said one to another, let us go now, even to Bethlehem, and see this thing. That word thing means rhema. This thing. See the word. Say the word. This word, we're going to go see. Say, see? This thing. By faith, they conceived in their heart and they said, we're going to see it. We are going to see it. I want you to hear this, that God, as you've worshiped, as you've blessed, and God declares a word, we got to declare it in our hearts and let it become part of our lives and say, let's go see it. Hallelujah. Are you ready to go see it? Hallelujah. Are you ready to declare it? Are you ready to walk in it? Are you ready to move in it? Hallelujah. Are you ready to let it stir your heart and move you? And he said this, he says, and they went forth and they came to the place. Say, they came to the place. That God promised. He's not a liar. He spoke the word. And it says, this thing which is come to pass. I want you to catch this. It has come to pass. They never seen it on the outside. They didn't see it on the outside. This is powerful wording. This thing that has come to pass. They took the word of God as world and they trusted it. They believed it. And he says, let's go see this word that has come to pass. And he says, and they came with haste and they found Mary and Joseph and the babe
lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made known. They began to declare it. They began to shout it out. And they told concerning the child. And they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary, I want you to hear this and get this. There's sometimes there's moments in your life that when you see that word, when it comes, it becomes so real that you cannot contain it. You got to declare it. And sometimes it's hard to declare it around other people that can't see it. See, because sometimes we're waiting for someone else to confirm what we see to make sure it's real. But when you begin to confirm it and declare it, other people around them begin to believe it and they never seen it. Because they were so convinced about what they said they knew was in their heart. That's real. This has to be. Their faith moved them. I'm here to tell you, 12 men believed with faith and changed the world. 12 men. Because of others did not see what they seen. But this word captivated their hearts. They began to behold what they were beholding. Because they believed that it was real in here, and it became real out there. Are you all right with me? He says, and Mary, but Mary, say, but Mary. Listen, here's something that really I caught this, and I know you know a lot of this stuff, but I'm just, is this all right? But Mary kept these things in her heart. The shepherds ran out. They did their part, they were sharing. But Mary kept it in her heart. It wasn't that she didn't believe it. I want you to hear this and understand something, that all those things that she heard that the other ones didn't hear, that he was going to be king, he was going to be king of the Most High, he was the Prince of Peace, all those things, she took hold of them in her heart and she believed them. I'm here to tell you, sometimes when a word comes to you, sometimes you got to watch it grow up. See, Mary walked alongside Jesus and watched it grow. She didn't run from it. She stood with it. She walked with it. Sometimes I'm here to tell you, God will give you a word. He desires you to cherish it and keep it and to walk with it. She kept it in her heart. See, God will place a word that means so much to Him. But when it becomes a word that keeps it to you, you'll keep it in your heart. You'll let nothing get it. You'll protect it, you'll cherish it, you'll honor it, and you'll behold it. As Mary watched Jesus begin to grow. That's what happens as we begin to let that faith, that word begin to grow in our hearts. It'll begin to get bigger than all those things that are around us. Whew. Hallelujah. Amen. She kept the word. Sometimes we got to grow into a word. We got to grow into the word. We got to grow into the word. We got to keep abide. We got to move forward. We got to walk in the word. We got to grow into the word. Sometimes you got to just keep worshiping. God says, declare and praise. Don't argue, just do it. I said this last night, that something God spoke to my heart about this. Said this to me as I was driving and I was worshiping, and I just began to, from the depths of my heart, begin to worship God. And I began to just feel the splendor and the majesty of God in my midst. And God really spoke this to my heart as I felt this in the spirit. That I became aware, my flesh became aware of what my spirit knew that my flesh didn't. See, your spirit knows something that your flesh doesn't. The Bible says the spirit will confirm within me, come on, who I am, of who he is. It'll point to him. And see, that's why worship's so important as we respond to it. Because your spirit knows what your flesh doesn't. Why doesn't your flesh want to? It doesn't know what your spirit knows. Let your spirit do the talking. Amen? I'm almost done. All right. We got Brother Jason. He can just go ahead and play something here in a second. Just give me a minute. I just want to give you this. Are you okay? I didn't get to where I wanted to get to, but I did what God said, but I wanted to add a few things here. He says, and the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard, and not just heard, but they seen, as it was told unto them. And when the 8 days were come accomplished, they were certain the child's name was Jesus, called the name Jesus, which is named the angel before, and she conceived in a womb, when she conceived in a womb. I got to finish this last part because this is really going to, I believe it'll help you. John 1. Say the next day. When Jesus was coming unto him, he said, behold. Say behold. Before it took place, John was a voice in the wilderness, abiding with the word that was given to him, tending it, keeping the word. That he was to be a voice in the wilderness to prepare the way of the Lord. I want you to hear this and know that, listen, your declarations in your wilderness prepares the word to come in your heart. It tills the ground. The Bible says Judah tills. That you begin to have a voice that comes from heaven. Not about your situation. Not about your desperate wilderness situation. Come on, amen. He was even clothed with clothes that were uncomfortable. What were they? Goats or camel hair jacket. When it wasn't cool. But he was in that place. He was declaring something. And he said, as the word came before him, as Jesus walked before him. I want you to know that they were family, but they didn't know one another. They were separated because it shares this in here. It says, and this is he who was done after. He says, and I knew him not. He knew him not. But his spirit knew him. See, this is why we can't be led by our flesh, because you'll miss what's coming. So he said, because he recognized it in the midst, because he had a voice to hear that voice. He responded to the voice that was speaking to him in this place. He began to declare what he heard from God. And as he declared, guess what? He began to see it come to pass. And he said, behold the Lamb, the Savior of the world. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away, say takes away, the sin of the world. Say, behold the Lamb. And you see, I want you to get this and know that that word became real to John. He received it, believed it, and then he beheld it. He beheld that word inside him, and then that word beheld him on the outside. That's right wording. He was able to behold it on the outside because he beheld it on the inside. It came to pass. So Jesus, as he walked by him, he came to him the next day, say the next day. I just want to give this to you. Jesus took away the sin of the world on the first day. But as you behold him, the Bible says, behold the Lamb of God. It doesn't say the same thing. It just says, behold the Lamb of God. I want you to know that God has taken away your sin. So just behold him. Don't behold anything else. Come on, amen. It's not so, this, we get caught up in that. Behold, he takes away the sin of the world. Takes away, no. He took away the sin of the world, amen. So just behold him. Sometimes we get so sin conscious, amen, we miss beholding him and behold our sin. He said, just behold. Say, just behold. Just behold the Lamb of God. All that he is and all that he has for you. Go ahead and play that. Play something. I got a lot to share, but I don't have time. So I just want to finish with this. Are you okay? Something happened. This is John, man. He's the one that declared him first a Savior, other than the angels. He said, behold, this is him. This is him. But I want you to know, you got to keep beholding him. You got to give him your attention. And this is what I want us to get. You got to give him your attention. Because there's so many things that are trying to distract you. To get you to behold, to exalt, to exaggerate above who he is. God says, I want you to do one thing. Just behold me. All your needs and your wants is fulfilled through the Lamb. Everything. Say everything. I want you to know that the Bible says that he will sit on the throne as the Lamb of God for eternity. Do you know why it pictures as a lamb? Because it declares an eternal need for him. Come on, I want you to hear this. It's a picture of us realizing, I need him. Not just yesterday, but I need to behold him. I need to behold him. I need to behold him. But it says, when Jesus had ended his commanding, this is now when John had heard in the prison, say in the prison, the works of Christ that he sent two of his disciples. And this is what they asked. Art thou he that should come? Or do we look for another? What happened? I want you to get this just like any one of us. I want you to hear this. This was John the Baptist. But he was asking, are you the one? How many of you have ever been there? I want you to know that every one of us, God knows our dilemmas sometimes. God knows our pains. But God's saying, behold me. I know your need, and I fulfilled it with my son. And I just want you to do one thing. Behold me. So he, at this moment, at this place, he was separated from him. That he couldn't see it with his eyes. In the prison moments, there's dark moments in our lives. There's situations, there's night seasons that we do go through that cause us to feel like you're separated, that you're isolated. And sometimes we exaggerate and make them bigger than what they might be. And we even say to ourselves, are you the one? Or should I look for another? See, your enemy would try to get you to say this. Should I look for another answer? Should I trust something else? But behold me. And Jesus said this. He says, go not thy way. He says, the Gentile. He says, and he went. He says, oh, I'm sorry. He says, and go and show John again these things which you hear that I'm about to tell you and that you see. He says, and the blind will see sight and the lame will walk. I want you to remind him of the word. I want you to behold, let him behold, hallelujah, with his ears. Hear the sound of who I am in his life. To get to the place where he begins to hear who I am. You tell him, I'm the one that is bringing the sight to the blind. That I lay hands on the sick and they recovered. Hallelujah. I'm calling forth the ones that were dead to rise from the grave. You tell him this. And then he said this. Blessed is he. Just give me a minute. Is it all right? I'm sorry. I just want you to hear this. Blessed is he. Whosoever shall not be offended in me. Who shall not be offended in me. But will trust me. So I want you to know that he was trying to
bring him back to remembrance. He was trying to jar him back to... I want you to know that this is what the Word of God does to you. As you let it begin to hear the Word of God, that let it jar you. Let it quicken you. Come on. As you exalt God and lift up His name, you'll be jarred back to realize your splendor, your marvelous, your wonderful, your great God as you exalt His name. He was trying to jar John back. I'm trying to get you to jar you back. Hallelujah. Don't be offended with those other offenses, those things that might cause you to stumble. But I am the rock, hallelujah. He was reminding him of the Word. This is the Scripture. I just got to give this to you, all right? Isaiah 8. You got to hear this. Isaiah 8. He says, "And he shall be for you a sanctuary, but for the stone a stumbling block, and a rock of offense to both of the houses of Israel, for... and a snare into the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And many among you shall stumble and fall, and be broken, and be snared, and be taken. But bind up the testimony. Seal the law among my disciples, and I will wait upon the Lord, and I will hide His face. I will take hold of it. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord hath given me are for signs and for wonders." Hallelujah. For signs and for wonders. See, he was jarring him back. And as these men were, from an early age, they memorized all the Word. But I want you to hear this. He was bringing them back to something that his natural mind didn't remember. In verse 6, "For unto you a son is born." A child is born, a son is given. "And the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace." See, I want you to hear this, because John had an experience with Jesus. It says that when Mary came to visit Elizabeth, and as Mary was pregnant with Jesus, she walked into the room. Would you stand? And as she walked into the room, Beth, the Bible says Mary Elizabeth, who was carrying John, she was filled with the Holy Spirit. See, as a baby, that baby had a calling upon his life sent by God to declare, "This is my son." To declare a word, "Behold the Lamb of God." Before you thought about it, before John even thought about it, dreamt about it, was told about it, his spirit that was quickened, that when Jesus walked in, that he beheld him and jumped and leaped within her and recognized it. I want you to know your spirit knows what your flesh doesn't. And it's declaring to us, "Behold the Lamb of God." I'm telling you, this isn't a sad story for John, but I believe with all my heart, it quickened him and reminded him of what took place. And reminded him that I'm a voice for God. Father God, I thank you. I thank you, God. God, remind us. Remind us, God, Lord, as we behold you. You said you stand at the door and you knock. Behold. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Whoever has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. Father God, Lord, we understand that we can't hear unless we're near. Unless we're aware that you're near, unless we're at a place where, God, Lord, we give you our attention to hear what you're saying, that we behold you. Father God, Lord, in this moment, in this time, to God, Lord, I pray that each one of us give you the attention that's due.
that we behold you more than our problems, more than our doubts, more than our fears, but we behold you. That we surrender to your greatness, that we respond to what is in the spirit, the understanding. God, Lord, you said from the beginning, God, Lord, that your plans for us are not evil. Your intentions for us are good. You declared with your angels from heaven who you are and what you bring to us that behold you. So, Father God, we surrender right here tonight, God. Say, God, speak to our hearts. Speak to every area in our life that we behold you in every area. Whatever that thing might be, pull it down. Let it be pulled down to God, Lord, that we can behold you. Get it out of the way, God, that we only see you. That we only see you. Let our hearts be right. Father God, I thank you. I give you glory. I give you honor. We will say with all of our heart, because we know it with everything within us, because we believe it and we behold you, that we are and highly favored. Come on, God's knocking. Open up and let him in. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.